Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Seahawks are Super Bowl champions for the second time in franchise history. They defeated the Patriots 29-13 on Sunday night and will continue the celebrations in Seattle on Wednesday when the city hosts the championship parade. Meanwhile, the Raiders have agreed to terms with newly crowned Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak as their new head coach. With that move, all 10 head coaching vacancies around the league have now been filled. Elsewhere, Aaron Rodgers has spoken with Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy several times about the possibility of a return next season, according to NFL Network insiders. If he does return, 2026 would mark Rodgers' 22nd season in the league. And the insiders also reporting the Dolphins are expected to either trade or release quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. That decision is expected before the start of the new league year on March 11th. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till good RX wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags in a red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot footed to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not...
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Locally family-owned and operated, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, celebrating 55 years and thanking you for your support. All month long, for every $50 spent, you get $5 off. All brands and products, Wrangler, Carhartt, Levi, work boots, all-weather gear, everything in stock. $50 spent, $5 off. And don't forget, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. Thank you for 55 years. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss 2026 legislative platform. Eric Church to perform at Mid-State Fair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s, 70% chance of showers. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors will be presented with its 2026 state and federal legislative platform in its meeting this morning. The legislative platform is discussed annually by the board, which articulates the county's overarching policy advocacy, principles, and annual focus areas for the state and federal level. The platforms are typically redlined, showing changes from one year to the next. But for 2026, the platform is being presented as a brand new document. The 2026 document outlines first-tier priorities as economic development, homelessness, mental health, and housing. Second-tier priorities are identified as emergency preparedness, infrastructure recovery, water, and organizational effectiveness. The document also outlines 10 advocacy principles for the county, the first being to secure stable, ongoing funding for county-administered and county-impacted programs, including adjustments to reflect workload and service demand. You can attend the meeting this morning at 9 in person or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series in the Chumash Grandstand Arena this year. Eric Church's performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday, February 13th at 10 a.m. online only. Ticket prices range from $60 to $200 depending on seating. Eric Church is one of country music's most influential modern artists, known for his bold songwriting, genre-pushing albums, and electrifying live shows. The Mid-State Fair said in a release, and the 2026 Mid-State Fair runs July 15th to the 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. City of Paso Robles receives fire protection rating update. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. The City of Paso Robles announced that its Insurance Services Office, or ISO, fire protection rating has been upgraded from Class 3 to Class 2. This classification program plays an important role in the insurance underwriting process, the city said in a release. U.S. insurers use this information as part of their decision-making in what coverages to offer, prices for personal and commercial property insurance, and determining what businesses to write. Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta said, quote, that out of more than 3,700 fire departments nationwide, only about 2,100 achieved Class 2 ISO rating. The upgraded rating is a direct result of the community's commitment to public safety, the release said, citing Measure J20, increased staffing, and construction of Fire Station 3. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code would allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. Previously, only medicinal, delivery-only cannabis establishments were allowed. You can attend the meeting tonight in person or remotely. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation, a review of the 2026-27 fiscal year budget, and direction on a funding mechanism. Stakeholder input forms are available now ahead of the workshop and are due February 4th. The meeting tonight will be held in person in the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The meeting on the 11th is an online meeting from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. The Atascadero City Council's meeting tonight will discuss funding recommendations for the 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program. The grant program is distributed through the county. The city of Atascadero received 4 applications and estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring of 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Lakers 119-110, the Warriors over the Grizzlies 114-113, the Pelicans beat the Kings 120-94. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Rockets, the Mavericks will go against the Suns, the Pacers will face the Knicks, and the Lakers will go against the Spurs. In California news, a federal judge has blocked a California law from going into effect that would ban federal immigration officers from covering their face. California was the first state to ban this practice, signed into law in September. The Trump administration, however, filed a lawsuit in November challenging this. The court has ruled that agents must wear clear identification showing their agency and badge number. The state of California has filed lawsuits against 2 websites that allegedly provide access to illegal and untraceable firearms. The lawsuit says that the websites include computer code and guidelines for 3D printing firearms, magazines, and other firearm-related products. One of California's public employee unions is pushing for federal legislation to make remote work a permanent option. This is ahead of Governor Newsom's mandate that will go into effect July 1st that would require most employees to be in the office 4 days a week. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Areas of Florida's citrus belt have had to endure a couple of freeze events so far this winter, leading to concerns about how much production will be impacted. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says it's too early to quantify the damages from the most recent freeze, but Valencia oranges and some grapefruit varieties could be affected.
North of Lake Okeechobee and northwest of Lake Okeechobee, temperatures many locations in the lower to middle 20s across interior locations, and that is right across the heart of Florida's citrus belt. It is expected that in some of the areas where the ice application was not particularly even, there may have been some damage. One crop of citrus that is especially vulnerable because it's not generally ready to be harvested this time of year would be the Valencia orange crop. That also extends to some of the grapefruit varieties.
Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service said their objective measurement survey will be updated in April to reflect any production changes.
We'll have that objective measurement survey as of April, and we'll also start getting administrative data. So we'll start looking at information coming out of the state in terms of actual boxes harvested. So that will be one key piece of information that we use in publishing our estimates.
The Florida citrus industry has declined substantially over the past couple of decades.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. When pistachio hulls split open before harvest, the nuts can be exposed to fungal or insect damage, which reduces profits for farmers. About 4% of California's pistachio crop experiences hull split, but the figure can rise to as much as 40% for some cultivars in certain conditions. New research at the University of California, Davis, revealed how the hull is built and how cell walls and certain layers break down, along with the genes and corresponding mechanisms that spark and control those changes. This is the first time anyone has studied the pistachio hull at the anatomical and cellular level, while also looking at gene expression and physiological data, said Georgia Dragakaki, a professor at UC Davis Department of Plant Sciences. The research will help breeders select for traits that will make the hulls less vulnerable to tearing and cracking, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there was a report of a car fire at 754 this morning on the US 101 South, just north of the Highway 58 off-ramp. CHP says that a white pickup truck stopped in the center divide with heavy smoke coming from the vehicle. CHP, after arriving at the scene alongside CAL FIRE, however, said that the car fire had not actually started, but the vehicle is disabled, which requires assistance. This was first reported at about 7:54 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies today with about a 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. South winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 70% chance of showers overnight. Could see some thunderstorms as well. Lows in the mid 40s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow with about a 45% chance of showers in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with a 60 to 70% chance of rain each day. Low 60s Thursday, mid 60s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, mid 50s on Monday, 51 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrials jumped into record territory again today after yesterday's record and Friday reaching the 50,000 mark for the first time. Paramount Skydance has amended its all-cash offer for Warner Brothers Discovery, including agreeing to pay the $2.8 billion termination fee Warner would owe if its deal with Netflix collapses, though the offer from Paramount Skydance remains at $30 a share. Coca-Cola shares are down 1%. The company was selling more of its beverages in the holiday quarter, helped by demand for zero sugar options, but Wall Street was anticipating an even more upbeat revenue number. Shoppers apparently stocked up earlier in the holiday season. December retail sales came in flat, no increase. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. In 2020, she and her husband took the reins, inheriting not just a business, but a legacy built on relationships and care. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Eric Church coming to the California Mid-State Fair Saturday, July 18th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 13th at 10 a.m., but you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. All you have to do is email me, kevin@kprl.com. You get two tickets to see Eric Church at the California Mid-State Fair. I'll let you know through the email if you have won the tickets or not. And just, again, a reminder, I won't be getting the tickets for a couple of months. So hang tight. Again, I'll let you know through the email. And for tickets this Friday, you can go to midstatefair.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Happy Valentine's Day. This is Terry from Roosters Firearms, and love is in the air at Roosters. We don't have flowers or chocolates. That's too predictable and shows that you didn't put too much thought into this. If you're a Roosters Valentine, you're looking for a gun smoke scented candle, a scented bar of gunpowder soap, or a whiskey glass with a bullet in it. We have adult gifts at Roosters too. How about a new gun or a box of 9mm? We know what you want. You just don't want to say it. Come see us at Roosters.
Hello everyone, this is Jim. And speaking of Valentine's Day, how about the loving gift of home protection to that beautiful someone special in your life? We have the gorgeous Sig Sauer 9mm pistol called the Rose, with gold accents and special packaging. And we're offering Sterling brand brass case 9mm range ammo for sale by the individual box or a 1,000-round case at an incredible low price of $299. So visit us at Rooster's Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As we shall see, Lee Hall was one brave, outstanding lawman who was afraid of nothing. The reason for this could very well have been his previous occupation, a school teacher. Jesse Lee Hall moved to Texas in 1869 and taught school. His training as a school teacher could very well have been basic training for his next career, because he left teaching in 1871 and became a city marshal. Then he became a deputy sheriff. Hall was so awesome as a city marshal that in 1876, he was appointed a lieutenant in the Texas Rangers. As a Texas Ranger, Hall walked unarmed into a room and arrested seven men wanted for murder. After a year with the Texas Rangers, he was promoted to captain. During the first 2 years as captain, he and his men captured more than 400 outlaws. In 1880, Jesse got married, resigned from the Texas Rangers, and settled down as a rancher. In 1885, he was appointed an Indian agent, and on February 9, Hall and a delegation met with the Mexican representatives on an island in the Rio Grande River to discuss border problems between Mexico and Texas. Following the meeting, Hall and the others were invited to a fiesta. About a mile into Mexico, Hall's years of dealing with outlaws and his teaching experience made him suspicious. Seeing some rallies coming over the hill, he yelled out, "Boys, I move we don't go. Quick, make a run for it." And they did safely. Later, Hall served as a soldier in the Philippines, and he was a guard for gold mines before he died at the age of 61. Another interesting thing about Lee Hall was that for 2 years, a man named Will Potter lived on Hall's ranch while regaining his health. Will Potter is better known as fiction writer Ol' Henry. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. The first meeting will be tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road. The second will be online only tomorrow in the same time frame. The City of Paso Robles has announced that its Insurance Services Office ISO fire protection rating has been upgraded from Class 3 to Class 2. This classification program plays an important role in the insurance underwriting process, where insurers use this to inform their decision-making and coverage. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a 70% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the affordable and pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump claims,
I think we have the greatest economy actually ever in history.
He told that to Fox's Larry Kudlow. The rest of the interview at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. But a new reading on the economy could counter the president's belief.
Retail sales for December came in flat. No increase. Shoppers were spending more the previous month. November retail sales increased by 0.6%.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. Will Democrats refuse to fund DHS, shutting it down Friday night?
The two parties are still fighting over DHS reforms. Democrats still want those body cameras, they want masks to come off, and they want judicial warrants in their list of 10 demands.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, day 10 of the search for Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy, who vanished without a trace from her home in Tucson, Arizona. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, we're going to get some of that wet stuff. It's just a matter of when. And that's now we're up to almost 75%. Showers early. Again, they don't pinpoint it exactly. Then become a little breezy. Could kick up between 20 and 30 miles per hour. Highs only around 60. Could get some thunderstorms early with variable clouds tonight. An overnight chance of showers again, about 75%. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day on your Wednesday. Highs in the upper 50s as we head out to Thursday. Partly cloudy, low 60s, upper 60s Friday. For your Valentine's Day Saturday, low 60s, upper 50s Sunday with chance about 50%. And then Monday, about an 80% chance of rain, mid-50s, low 50s a week from today. More rain, about 60 to 70%. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:56 a.m., 5:40 p.m. And we're still hanging around 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters with Barry. We'll have Donnell and Nicholas and Shelley Gill, the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, the history and the significance, the importance, the activities, and all kinds of things. They have a special event coming up they'll fill you in on. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Paul Clark and Jesslyn Blank from the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. Of course, the groundwater basin and the fallowed land registry update, the proposed half-cent slow cog sales tax initiative, and more. So enjoy that this afternoon. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, by the way. You can text that 75-238-5775. 238-KPRL as we are on the backstretch headed for home. And this hour, Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Say the darndest things. Have you ever listened close to the games they play or the little songs they sing?
All right, thank you very much, Tammy. Appreciate it. All right, whatever may be on your minds. I got an email here regarding the, let's see here, where did it go? Let's get all these. Ah, here it is. In case you missed it, the DUI charges have been filed against former Paso Robles High School principal, who is, she was, I don't know, let go or she quit. I forget which one, but she's getting paid till the end of June. She is getting paid till the end of June. I guess it's another one of these beautiful contracts that people that get paid by the taxpayers or manage to get those contracts. Because remember, if we don't give those kind of contracts, we're not going to get the best. And nothing's too good for the children. So the drunk has been filed with DUI. But this email is something to do with that.
Here I am, I'm drunk again.
That's the theme song there. Good morning, Kevin. I'm curious how much money the drunk principal is getting for being off for 6 months. I bet it's enough to fix the walkway to Barnhart Baseball Field. My grandson is a junior and plays ball. The walkway leading to the field has several pushed-up areas in the asphalt from the tree roots. They are tripping hazards. Last year, they had them sprayed with white and orange paint so us old coots can see them. Anyway, I've asked about them. Answer, no money. Seriously, I'm tired of the waste in this district, and no one in administration or board seems to care, with the exception of Kenny Enney. I say we need more Marines. Thanks for keeping us informed. I'd call, but afraid your license would be revoked for offensive language. Well, that's why we have the little dump button here, sir. So, but thank you for your consideration. I appreciate that. Yeah, I forget she's getting like $45,000 till the end. I think it's at to the end of the year. So, you know, that's a principal shows up drunk for work, leaves. By the way, we're going to continue to pay you till the end of the year, or your contract runs out, whatever his stuff is. Nothing in the contract apparently that says otherwise. Or let me see, what would be the other one? Kevin, it's cheaper to do this because of litigation. Yep, it's always do that. Let people do bad things and get essentially paid for it. Paid for it. Yep, that's the way to work. It sets a good example. Good example. Sir, you could just go to the walkway yourself and trip and get more than $45,000 from the school district. That asphalt probably has been coming up for a while. It just didn't happen. And that's something to always consider anyway. I know that, you know, the Weeping Willows, and, you know, particularly in the South, that when we moved in there in Louisville, that our neighbor, the Josephs, because we were, you know, mom and dad wanted to put in some stuff, and they said, well, don't put in Weeping Willows close to the house. Well, why not? Well, because the roots will be an issue. The roots will be an issue. I know when we lived on Casals, there was a tree, and the previous people, they planted the a tree. It was beautiful. It's at the, you know, the white oaks, right next to the water meter. Well, the two things. One is we got rid of it, but the other was going to be the sidewalk too, going into the driveway and then the sidewalk to the street. Like, come on, just use some common sense there. So. All right, I don't know how many of you know this. Now, there is a proposal here in California, and that has to do with the ballot initiatives, the proposal. And one of them here in the state, the Mayo's, it's the voter ID. And this initiative would require voters to show an ID to cast a ballot. Currently, in California, residents must show their ID in order to register to vote, but not when they cast their ballot. Okay, and there are a lot of Democrats that obviously that are against this. And voter ID, the Initiative Fundraising Committee. Now, the Californians for the voter ID, they have raised more than $10 million in the contributions, including nearly two from the Reform California Committee and four from conservatives elsewhere. All right. But here's something that you may, I don't know if you heard this or not. The state of Florida, driver's license test now only given in English. It says here, English is now the only language in which people can take driver's license tests in the Sunshine State. They announced this last month that the change to the English as the only language for the state would start February 6th. Okay, so previously, knowledge exams for most non-commercial driver license classifications were offered in multiple language, while commercial learner's permit and commercial driver's license knowledge exams were only available in English and Spanish. That the department explained, under the updated policy, all driver license knowledge and skills testing will be conducted in English. And they have updated the driver's license testing system statewide, and language translation services will no longer be permitted for knowledge or skills examination, and any printed exams in language other than English will be removed for use, the department explained. Well, good for Florida. Maybe that's an initiative we should consider here in California in addition to the ID. Imagine that, requiring an ID to vote. That's unheard of. It's probably, someone would say, is discriminatory. Well, anyway, just a couple of things that are going on. And, of course, you know about the opportunity for you. If you want to find out more about the initiatives, you can contact the Republican headquarters in Atascadero. And, again, it's advisable because there's a lot of things. I think I mentioned this morning there's 17 proposed ballot initiatives in the state of California. Okay, so that's a lot of things to be aware of. Now, these are initiatives. They're not set and ready to go. What these are, they're looking for signatures. And again, just because one may be gathering signatures and being okay on the amount needed doesn't mean you shouldn't sign them. Always remember that more is better when it comes to things like this. because as we know, particularly in the state of California, oh, some of these forms can magically disappear, or you didn't dot your I or cross your T and they're going to be disqualified, et cetera, et cetera. So the least you can do, you have time to go down, and I think you can get them online as well, is sign it and help out. And then look at the other ones, the initiatives you may consider, including this billionaire tax and some other things trying to upend Prop 13. All right. And so, again, just some things to consider. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Got this on the text. Membership in PR is a voluntary, as with all California public teachers unions. Saying no more recent exact percentage in public available and current source. Let's see. Oh, okay. Thanks for the correction here. It says, Fletcher is not being paid until the end of June. She was paid until the end of January. Okay, this is it. She retains her health care until June. Okay, thank you for that update. Still, why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? She, as the previous email said, I want to make sure I watch my mouth on that. So, anyway... I don't know. Well, I know this board wouldn't do it, but maybe it would be proposed. Need to start taking a look at more of these contracts, whether it's from the city, county, or the school districts, and say, when these people mess up, we're not giving them money. Simple. Simple. How many businesses give somebody, if they show up for work drunk, going to say, oh, look, you're out of here, but we're going to pay for your health insurance the end of the year because we're good guys. No. Now, I know there are negotiation things that come in, but again, these contracts need to be looked over. Redo them. And if they don't want to come to work in Paso Robles, they can go to work in Avenel. Or, you know, a place like that. You know, come here, do your job, and, you know, enjoy it. Don't do this stuff. All righty, let's see here. We'll go back in a little something. In, this morning, the trivia question, the most versatile household product, and based on the research, the number one was vinegar, white vinegar, or says apple cider here. And it just so happens that there was a thing that happened in today in history that ended up being very versatile. And it was because of a letter that somebody wrote to President Roosevelt. And that would be Franklin Roosevelt, not Teddy Roosevelt. And there was this, I don't know if it was a lady. They were working at, this was during an ordnance plant during World War II. And the ammunition boxes were sealed and it made them difficult to open quickly. And this could cost soldiers precious time in the battle. So it was this lady, Vesta Stout. She developed a waterproof, terrible cloth tape to solve the problem. Now, her bosses at the plant were unimpressed with it. So she wrote a letter to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And she explained this and so forth and so on and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And Roosevelt was very impressed with it. And the tape worked great on ammo boxes, and soon GIs found it was also useful for fixing leaks, repairing equipment, and even closing up wounds on the battlefield. How about that? And that is what we know of as duct tape, because it was made from duck cloth. How about that? It's pretty amazing how things just come about. And I don't know if this lady was ever to capitalize on it. hopefully she did, or was able to. And it's, I don't know if there's a home or a garage that doesn't have duct tape in it. Just like, is there any household that doesn't have WD-40 in it? You have to have it. And I would go along with hydrogen peroxide as well. All right. So. Here's something, when they did this, regarding the research on the most versatile, it's the way it was stated was the most versatile cost-effective and multi-purpose household product is the, they say here, it's a white vinegar. All right, then they mention the other ones, as we did last hour. Baking soda, dish soap, WD-40, hydrogen peroxide. Then it says, the most versatile tools and appliances. Now, Chris.
Yes?
What do you think they have on the list? Now, this is according to research. You know, people that do this for a living. They've got a job.
Right.
They're going to, I don't know, they go knock on people's homes and so forth. What do you think are a couple of the most versatile tools and appliances in one's home?
And I know this was part of the trivia question. The answer was vinegar. Does that part of the list? Because I don't really think of that as an appliance.
This is tools or appliances.
Okay, so exclusively things like, you know, a vacuum cleaner or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Versatile. I'm going to say the stovetop or the oven.
That's kind of close. It's an instant pot. Combines pressure cooking, slow cooking, searing, and air frying.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then they have something that, again, in today's world, coming in at number two, the, again, most versatile tools or appliances, smartphone.
Hmm.
Used for communication, navigation, entertainment, and home automation. So, yeah, it does all that, doesn't it?
I guess it does. I never thought of it as an appliance, but hey, fair enough.
Yeah, and then also you can use it to do research and all these other type of things. So, pretty amazing. Again, something we take for granted. All right, here's something that happened on this day. I never saw this television show, and it may still be on the air. I don't know. Sesame Street. It was in 1976. And today's episode of the children's educational program, Sesame Street, frightens the children watching it. And it frightened them so much that many refused to watch it concerning future episodes. And it prompted many angry letters from parents. Now, the episode featured Margaret Hamilton. Now, who's Margaret Hamilton? You may or should remember her as the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz, which, by the way, before she became an actress, she was a school teacher. Anyway, the episode featured Margaret Hamilton reprising her role as the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz. Her witch character accidentally drops her broom over Sesame Street and terrorizes the residents while trying to retrieve it. And the kids were so scared that they refused to watch. And parents got upset. That's pretty funny. That you do that. If you get the notion on your iPhone on one of your tools or home appliances, and just look up her background. It's pretty interesting. All right, let's see here. What else do we have here on this day in history? The 25th Amendment, the Presidential Succession Act, ratified. Designating the Speaker of the House and the Senate pro tem next in succession to the United States President after the Vice President. Okay, so the Confederate Navy is established on this day in 1861, and there you have it. That's what happened on today in history on this February 10th.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series in the Chumash Grandstand Arena. The performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m., and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online only. This year's Mid-State Fair theme is Back to the 80s. City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery products tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a 70% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, protecting what matters. He'll have on a couple of folks from the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, then a couple of folks from the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Get ready for the rain. Be careful on the road and continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops small business, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.